The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
In some of the early debates in the U.S. over abortion, so the Roe versus Wade debates, Doe versus Bolton, the question of viability came up, and I remember And of course, the viability perspective on abortion is silly, and I think has in some ways been disregarded by now. But the viability argument was that, well, we can, you know, abortion's okay until the fetus is viable outside of the mother's body, and then of course it would be illegal and immoral. Anyway, I had a friend who was like, viability. He said, I think viability is probably when your kid turns like 26. Right. You know what I mean? Like, what does viability actually mean? So the question about what viability is similar to the question of what a person is. You know, I mean, you'd think that these would be things that we could easily arrive at. But
as a society.
Yeah, but language is always changing. And certainly our perspective on how we look at people, whether it's a person of color in 1860 or it's someone who is in a prenatal state at this point. Anyway, we're very happy to have Dr. Carl Truman with us to talk about the particulars. Carl's at the Department of Biblical and Religious Studies at Grove City College, where he teaches courses on the history of religious thought. Check out Dr. Truman's latest book called The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, Cultural Amnesia, Expressive Individualism, and the Road to Sexual Freedom. Carl, welcome back to the program.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, our pleasure, Carl. So, of course, you're writing about Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. She made waves. Her refusal to provide a definition for the word woman. Now, responding to Senator Marsha Blackburn, Jackson sidestepped the question, stating, I'm not a biologist. That raised a lot of different ire, depending upon what side of the aisle you're on. But I guess, you know, to sidestep that and say, I'm not a biologist. What does that mean to you, Carl, whenever you hear someone say, what is a woman? And someone says, well, I'm not a biologist.
Well, it was amusing in an odd way, because clearly what she was trying to do was dodge the question, I think, in order not to alienate what we might broadly call the trans lobby. But in deferring the question to biologists, she seemed to be conceding that there is a biological definition of woman out there. It's just not one that she has grasped or is able to articulate in a clear and concise fashion, which is precisely what the trans lobby would wish to deny, that, for want of a better word, gender is a state of mind. It's not a state of one's biological body. So it was an odd moment of political rhetoric, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, because nobody knows what to say. You know, we're not sure how to talk about it. We're not sure what the right words are or what the appropriate perspective is. It's kind of like watching Will Smith hit Chris Rock at the Oscars. You could kind of sense everybody in the room wasn't sure
the heck's going on,
like whose side to come down on. Right. So they end up giving a standing ovation to Will Smith a couple, you know, minutes later. And then they end up, a lot of people have to walk that back. It's kind of hard to figure out quickly with how Twitter and social media end up pouncing on people. What is the like PC way to respond?
Yes, when we have no sort of broader agreed moral framework for talking about these things or differentiating between different acts, then really we are subject to what one might, you know, you point to Twitter, we're subject to whatever the tastes of the moment happen to be, whatever the crowd happens to declare is moral or legitimate. So we find ourselves unhitched, really, and floating on a sea of public opinion, for want of a better term. And public opinion tends to be shaped by those who shout loudest and have the best grasp of the media that shape public opinion, things like Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, etc.
Right. So, Carl, in my reading, I'm reading about the general population of what it is to be a trans woman. I think, I don't know if this is true or not, but the population in the United States is 0.7%, which, of course, is a very, very tiny percentage. But as you look and we all read daily, you would think that the trans population in the country was 30% or more, the way that people are so upset about this.
Yes, you would think that defining a woman was somehow a very, very complicated thing. Now, bottom line is that we know that concepts of femininity and masculinity vary from culture to culture,
yes.
Even within the United States. They'll vary from rural areas to city areas. But at the center of the issue, there's a basic biological component that is constant. That's not to say there aren't people such as intersex people who have a particular medical, physiological condition, but they are their physiology is not the norm. Society has had no problem in defining what makes a male and what makes a female for thousands of years. It's incredible that it's suddenly become so complicated. And I think it's become so complicated because there are powerful political lobby groups that have invested so much in making it complicated.
Right. So then will it come down to the definition of pornography, right? I mean, someone will say, I can't tell you what pornography is, but when I see it, I know what it is. I mean, you really can't say that about a woman.
Well, no, partly because, of course, some men dressed as women can make very compelling, look very compellingly like women. So
yes.
I think the visual component is certainly not a reliable guide on this front. But no, I don't think it will be like pornography because, again, what is and is not pornography, the boundaries get blurred from culture to culture. Where women are concerned, it's been pretty clear from culture to culture that the biological makeup of the human body is very, very important for distinguishing us in terms of our biological sex. And the detachment of gender from sex, that's a new innovation based upon some interesting philosophies that have developed over the last 60, 70 years.
Yes. Now, at the same time, Carl, you know, I believe in Jesus, and I want to be loving to everyone that I would connect with. So I don't want to go, I'm not anti-trans. I'm not. But I'm also the same belief that I don't want young girls or young boys to engage in sex changes, you know, at 6 or 8 or 10 or 12, 15 years of age. So society's giving us all these different cues that we're all supposed to be experts on and have an opinion about. When the fact of the matter is, it's just a swirling mess of confusion at this point. And especially as a believer, you're trying to make sense of this. And we just do a bad job, I think, as Christians, you know, staying on top of things and trying to have a biblical viewpoint of where the world is at the moment. And why am we being called on, you know, second by second to take this all in and to have a well-formed opinion?
Yeah, I think you're pointing to a number of things there that are important. First of all, of course, as Christians, we believe every human being is made in the image of God, regardless of your sexual orientation, regardless of whatever gender confusion, body dysmorphia you may be subject to. We believe every person is made in the image of God and is therefore to be treated with love and kindness. What we mean by love and kindness, of course, will depend from context to context. And I would say when you're faced with a child who is confused about their gender, a loving response is not to enable them to engage in bodily mutilation that will change their lives forever and which they simply do not have the knowledge to comprehend and to understand at this point in their life. A loving response is to protect that child from that. Somebody at age 25 wants to undergo sex change surgery. I might think they're stupid. I might think they're making the wrong move, but they're an adult. They're entitled to do it. I think the issue for me is the protection of children, the loving protection of children at this point. And unfortunately, that seems to be the very point at which the political battle is being engaged at this moment in time.
Yes.
Dr. Carl Truman with us. Check out his new book, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, Cultural Amnesia, Expressive Individualism, and the Road to Sexual Revolution. Only a couple minutes left, Carl, and I guess my last question is about maybe a larger perspective on this, which is there's a tendency in Western culture and thought to be tearing down, it seems, every bastion of solidity, maybe the things that we would have looked at as a culture as things to hang our hat on, like institutions, schools, churches. Now we look at something like, is it we have sexual identity, then we have, you know, gender identity. I guess I just want your perspective on this larger movement. It just seems like there's very little solid ground.
Yeah, but I think we're living at a time where traditional institutions are plunging into crisis for a whole variety of reasons. Some of them cultural, some of them technological. If we were trying to find the philosophical core of it, I think we understand human beings in a wrong way. We tend to think of ourselves as free and autonomous, and therefore we tend to think that anything embodying external authority is always potentially problematic and inhibiting us from being ourselves, and that makes us into very iconoclastic creatures. Mm-hmm. We could think of ourselves as dependent and connected to others. Then I think that iconoclasm wouldn't disappear completely, because some things need to be changed, but I think it would dramatically reduce the iconoclastic mentality that we have towards outside external authority.
Amen to that. Carl, before you leave us, talk about where people can find your writings. We often find you at First Things, but you are really generous, I would say, in where you work in all your different writing styles.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, I have a new book out, a short book, Strange New World, that summarizes the argument of Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. So that's one place to go to find what I'm writing. And I also do op-eds at World Magazine online, World Opinions, every 2 weeks or so. So you'll find me there as well.
Very nice. Carl, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Carl Truman from Grove City College. We're talking about a piece that he wrote in the March 31st edition of First Things called What a Tangled Web.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.